because we expect him to be Captain Serious and, the leader of Stanley Cup teams and everything else. But it's been confounding to me watching because I've read, well, it's his diet. Well, he needed Brandon Saad to come back and help boost him. He does all the two-way playing and all the dirty work, so that takes away from his offense. When you look and analyze Jonathan Toews' last few years, is it one thing? Is it a number of things? Is it health? What is it exactly that you see that, seeing a little bit of a decline in Jonathan?
Well, yeah, the only thing that's really changed relative to the couple of years before that would be his offensive production. But in terms of his face-off, his penalty killing, his ability to play against good players and, shut them down, that hasn't changed. I think the one challenge is just the offense is down a little bit the last couple of seasons. So, that's probably what people are pointing to. But, we've talked about this before that we don't measure him strictly by his offensive contributions. There's no question that that's an important part of it when you're the captain and the leader. So, we know he wants to get back to the levels he was at before that. But I think that's really the only measure by which you could say that he wasn't at his peak. So, we ask a lot of him, and, we're going to continue to ask a lot of him, and we're hoping that he can make some, strides in getting back to where he was for a number of years in terms of the offensive game.
Stan, I don't know if you had an expansion team going all the way to Stanley Cup Final. If you did, please share next time so I get a heads up on that one. But if you get what you're looking for out of Corey Crawford and your star core players, are you guys in this Cup championship window?
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny story. I was talking to someone recently about the Washington team, and it was a year ago. It was probably late April, early May, and the Washington had got knocked out 3 years in a row. The Penguins were the team that just couldn't seem to get past. And even people internally were saying, well, it looks like, we're going to have to sort of redo this. They traded away a player. They didn't re-sign another one. And the next thing you know, they win the Cup the next year. They didn't really do anything. They were able to just put it all together, and they had some young guys who took a step forward, and they also had some great performances by their veteran players. I think Ovechkin was probably, it was his best season ever, and he was, 35, 33 years old. So, there's a lot of times that the story people spin makes sense, which, the window is closing. It's just, you would have said that a year ago about Washington, and now they're sitting here on the top of the league. So, I'm not comparing ourselves to Washington. I'm just trying to say that it's really hard to predict things. It makes for a good story when you talk about a window. But at the end of the day, we do need to be better, and we expect to be better. But there's no reason to think that we can't see some progression from some new players that we bring in, younger guys take the next step, and then our veterans who didn't have their best years at all rebound. I think there's a lot of reason for excitement.
Is Corey Crawford past whatever the issues were that he missed 47 games? And obviously a lot of the team's future went with the injury, and God bless Cam Ward. We know the backup goalies play in this league no matter. But can you say for certain that Corey Crawford's going to be good to go when you hit camp?
That's what we expect, yeah. We have to get him in the training camp with our guys and get him going. Like, he hasn't played, obviously recently, but the plan for most players, or really all players, when the season ends is they shut it down for a couple months. They do their off-ice training, and most of them don't get back on the ice until sometime in July or August. So Corey's along that same timeline. And like you said, with Cam Ward, you do need to have a good tandem in that. And I think, obviously that was a trouble spot for us. We had some younger, inexperienced goalies backing up Corey last year. And, they did pretty well while Corey was, Forsberg was very strong the first couple months of the year. And then it's hard to carry the load as a goalie in this league. you know, you got that day after day, game after game challenge, and it's something that young guys have to grow into. But now, you know, we've got two guys that we feel certainly have done it before in terms of been the day-to-day guy with Corey and with Cam. So from that position, I think we're stronger than we were.
Are there more moves to come here in the near future for the offseason, or is your first wave of offseason signings pretty much taken care of and you just kind of wait till you get to camp?
Yeah, I think our free agent signings are probably, past us. I think there's the other way to reshape your team is through trades, which it's a little harder to predict if that's ever going to happen, and if it is, what the timing would be, because you know you're reliant on another team and their needs. But our job is to call around and see which fits might be to upgrade a certain positions, and that's what I've been doing and I plan to keep doing. But there's nothing really imminent on that front, and we'll just have to keep having dialogue and seeing as other teams make their moves. You know, they may have players that become redundant or become available on their end, that aren't available as of today. So that's why we have to keep having discussions and see where that takes us.
And it also seems, Stan, like in every other professional sport, patience is no longer a virtue. You draft guys and people want to see them as soon as they can. With this current class that you just selected, what would be a realistic timeline for some of your top picks?
Great question. You're right. Younger players are getting a quicker pathway to the NHL than ever used to be. It was 10 years ago. It was somewhat unheard of for an 18-year-old kid to play. You know, you get one a year maybe. Not even that sometimes. And now we're seeing young guys break through all around the league. So we saw with Alex DeBrincat comes in and scores 28 goals as our first-year player in the league, and he's a teenager still. So this year's group, we took a couple defensemen early, and that's probably the toughest. Well, defenseman and goalie is the toughest position to break in as a teenager. So we're not expecting Adam Boqvist to play next year, but we did sign him because we think he's got a ton of talent, and we want to try to accelerate his development path a little bit more. So, the guy we took a year ago when the draft was in Chicago, Henry Yokiharu, he's 1 year ahead of where Boqvist is because he, he's played another year since his draft. So he's going to come to training camp, and it's not out of the realm that he could make our team. And I think, I never say never because it's a competition. Once we open camp, it's one of those things where we want to take the best guys. And until we see how he performs relative to other guys, we don't know. So I don't rule that out. We're also not assuming that he's making the team. It's a competition. And if he's going to help us win, then, he's going to be there. So you just got to be careful with the young players, especially at defense, because, you don't want them to try to survive in the league. You want them to thrive, and, you want them to have that confidence. And sometimes when they're just trying to get their feet wet, they don't do everything that they could do. So we'll monitor that. And Henry's a pretty confident kid, and we really like his talent level. So to answer your original question, I think the guys from this year's draft, the two defensemen we took earlier, are not going to be on the team next season. But after that, I would say, we'll just have to assess how their progression went in 1 year, and you never know.
Stan, I was expecting there to be major changes because at the end of last season, you said it was unacceptable. For the upcoming season, what would be unacceptable for the Blackhawks?
Good question. I don't know if I look at it that way in terms of trying to list out what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. I think what we're trying to do is rebound from a very disappointing year last year and, be a team that's in that mix to compete for the Stanley Cup. We've seen it the last couple of years. You don't have to be the prohibitive favorite. Actually, most of the times that doesn't work in terms of being the prohibitive favorite going into the playoffs, but you do have to get into the playoffs. So, now that's our focus next year is, have a rebound season from all of our top guys. I think, you know, to a man, if you talk to them, they know that they didn't have their best years and they're hungry and they're passionate about, you know, turning that around. And with a couple of new faces that we've added and they, like I said, the younger players taking the next step, that we think there's, you know, there's a lot of things to be excited about, and it's going to be a fun team to watch.
Stan, thanks so much for your time and your candor. Really appreciate it. And enjoy whatever summer you get as a hockey executive. I know there is no off season anymore. Covering the league for 7 years, it was busy enough back in the 90s, but it's crazier now. So good luck and get some rest a little bit, huh?
Okay, thanks. I'll do my best.
Thanks a lot. Stan Bowman, the general manager of the Chicago Blackhawks. Going to take a quick time out. Get Molly and Hanley with Joe O sitting in for Mike on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
This segment brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. If meat and bread are the backbone of a sub, then Mike's way is the heart and soul. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions and spices all drizzled in the juice. That's the difference, Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enover, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled GETQUIP.com/clean.
For less.
The next segment on The Score is going to be brought to you by Whole Foods. Every day is a good time to fire up the grill at Whole Foods Market. From fruits and veggies to meat and seafood, Whole Foods Market is the place to find the best variety. Shop Whole Foods today for all your grilling favorites. Whole Food Markets, whatever makes...
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mayo Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had. That all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mayo Medical?
Yep, New Mayo Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mayo at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmalemedical.com. That's NUMALE medical.com.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances, up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $5.48 each, over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra free delivery on purchases of $3.96 or more.
I'm talking to you, boss.
This is Mark Malusis with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. For Warriors GM Bob Myers, I guess, give him whatever he wants equates to a 1-1 contract that will pay Kevin Durant $30 million next year, $31.5 million the year after if he should opt in. Durant has won two NBA titles with the Warriors, two-time finals MVP. In the 2 years in the Bay Area, he was never going to leave Golden State, and his new deal ensures that Curry, Green, Thompson, Iguodala, and Durant will stay together for one more season. Now throw in Boogie Cousins and the Warriors look unstoppable. Durant did go to the most talented team a few years ago, and his star has shined the brightest when it is counted the most, which says a lot. To the victor go the spoils. Now every other team tries to find a way to beat the champs. I'm Mark Malusis.
Summer off to a tough start, Jack?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Must be time for a new mower.
Well, hey, I'm just a talking inner tube. But I know you'd be having a little more fun racing down water slides and roller coasters or enjoying live shows in the water park capital of the world.
Yeah, we could use a family vacation.
Come on, Jack, just say the magic words.
Wisconsin Dell!
It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom. But you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With WoodLook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be WoodLook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough, and that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Go to renewsleep.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR at HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Transition this morning brought to you by Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters. Meet the all-new Rinnai Sensei Tankless Water Heater, offering an endless supply of hot water, significant energy savings, and Wi-Fi monitoring. Visit tanklessismore.com to see why tankless is more.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yes, thank you very much for being here. Thanks for listening and calling and texting, emailing, all the ways you get a hold of us. Mike and I absolutely appreciate it. Don't take it for granted any day. Thanks for making us part of your morning. Thanks to the greatest crew around. Executive producer Dustin Rhodes, Kevin Zipak, our producer, and of course, Ray Diaz working the board today. Kevin doing double duty with the updates since Joe was kind enough to sit in for Mike. Mike will be back on Thursday morning after we enjoy the 4th of July. You do the same. We welcome in the midday crew. It's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gents, what's up?
So should the Bulls have called Boogie Cousins'
yes.
agent?
Yes.
Should they have just said, hey.
One of our 5-5 questions. I mean, on its on one leg, he's your best player if he comes here. You know, now, and I'm not talking about mid-level exception. He's not coming here for that.
No.
I'm talking about a legitimate offer. You have nothing but money. And maybe then he still doesn't come here. And I get he's not, it's, you know, he's not ballsy enough and he's got baggage enough